We have a custom that we break an earthenware vessel at the time of engagement, an earthenware plate, and this custom goes back to what the Talmud tells us, a story that the rabbis were rejoicing, and one of the rabbis noticed that it seemed like they forgot that our rejoicing isn't complete. It seemed that they forgot like we don't have the temple. So he took a precious white glass. He took a vessel made of especially precious white glass that they didn't have after the temple, pre-temple glass, and he broke it in front of them. And that shocked everyone and put them in their place. And ever since then, we have the custom that at moments of extreme happiness, we break something, we remind ourselves that our happiness is not complete. We break at the tanaim, we break something made of earthenware, and at the wedding, we break something made of glass. And the idea is that in marriage, the wedding, things can break and be fixed. That's why we break glass. Glass is something that can always be fixed. At the tanaim, we break something of earthenware, and that's to indicate that the earthenware can never be fixed. We're not breaking this. This is our agreement that we will get married. This is not yes and no and yes and no. This is a yes. We got engaged and we will get married. But at the wedding, we remind ourselves that no, there are things that can be fixed, and marriage is about fixing. There used to be a custom that's quoted in the Ramban, Shulchan Aruch, that when they broke the vessel, they broke the cup that was actually used for the Kiddushin. Meaning we have two cups of wine under the chuppah. The first cup of wine is the cup over which he does Kiddushin. He makes the blessing of engaging her, of Kiddushin. And that cup, after they drank from it, used to be the cup that they used to break under the chuppah.